Please be seated. Lord, as we recall your mercy in the past, so may we hear your voice today and know your strength for tomorrow. Amen. On the 11th of September 1940, Sir Winston Churchill made a prime ministerial broadcast to the nation. The German effort to secure daylight air mastery, he warned, is the crux of the whole war. The next week is a very important period in our history. The previous Sunday, at the request of His Majesty the King, had been designated a national day of prayer. There was a tremendous response. At a crowded service in this abbey, the final prayer began, "Remember, O God, for good, these watchmen, who by day and night climb into the air. Let thy hand lead them, we beseech thee, and thy right hand hold them." 75 years on, we give thanks to God for his hand upon our nation at that dark time, for deliverance from invasion and for freedom preserved. Yet, it was a close-run thing. By early September, Fighter Command was running out of pilots. Air Chief Marshal Dowding, in his Commander-in-Chief's dispatch on the battle, revealed that the problem had taken on formidable proportions. The output from the operational training units being quite inadequate to meet the casualty rate on the frontline squadrons. At the same time, battle-weary pilots were struggling with unrelenting tiredness as they were scrambled for sortie after sortie. No wonder Churchill's face looked very grave as he stood in the 11 group bunker at Uxbridge on the 15th and was told that no reserves were left. "Well, I might," he recounted. "The odds were great, our margins small, the stakes infinite." I imagine that the face of Moses many centuries before looked similarly grave as God told him to return to Egypt and ask the tyrannical, capricious Pharaoh for his people's freedom. The odds against him were high in human terms, with a large and well-equipped military force blocking his path. Failure would lead to greater servitude. He was also fearful and consumed with self-doubt. "Who am I to take this on?" I imagine likewise that Jesus' words to his would-be disciples were equally sobering. They should count the cost, he said. They should hold nothing back, but be prepared to carry their cross. For as Jesus would demonstrate, integrity and courage come at a price. Today, we thank God for the few who withheld nothing. Those 2,900 or so ordinary men of the Royal Air Force, including dedicated colleagues from Commonwealth and other European nations, who were given strength at a pivotal moment in the history of Western civilization to fulfill an extraordinary task. Although Dowding had ordered 24 hours leave each week for pilots, he recognized their spirit, wryly observing that the instinct of duty sometimes overrode the sense of discipline. We thank God that it did. Wing Commander Bob Doe, for example, was convinced he was going to be killed, having only achieved average ratings in training, never imagining that he would survive to be a top ace. But, he recalled, "We had a job to do, so we got on with it. We had to stop them. We were the only ones who could." Perhaps you can identify with that sentiment in some small way from your own experience. Of course, the few, whilst rightly honoured for securing the skies, were themselves dependent on the determination of the many, whether in bomber and coastal commands or in the myriad of military and civilian ground trades, as a whole nation pulled together. No wonder that Her Majesty the Queen, who lived through the period herself, could recall it as a tense yet strangely inspiring time. Such communal enthusiasm did bring its own dangers. Squadron leader Tony Pickering recounting how he bailed out of his Hurricane on the 11th of September, slightly scorched, only to be marched to the guardroom as a potential enemy. Finally identified, he was given whiskey, was back in the air and the following morning, and is here today. I can confidently report that our servicemen and women today are endued with the same spirit of their forebears. And they need to be. For the challenges of our time are international and social. They are moral and ideological, even existential. Their complexity requires more than a pragmatic response, for the margins are often small and the stakes very high. There is a need to dig deep, to consider who we are and what we stand for. Only then can we know what causes should bear the weight of sacrificial service, even lives. The Battle of Britain brought a nation to its knees. 75 years later, we give thanks for prayers answered. As with Moses, God had heard the cries, he had seen the misery, and was ready to bring deliverance. In the company of the few, whose example holds us to account, we have laid on the altar of this abbey a standard of the Royal Air Force. This reminds us that the presence and the strength of God is still available. For junior cadet to senior commander, for individuals in every walk and stage of life, but also for communities and even nations. For as God has proved to be present in the struggles of the past, able even to raise his son Jesus from death, so he offers to be in the future. So when the odds seem great, the cause desperate, when you may feel helpless with nothing left to give, I encourage you to turn as Moses turned and to hear the voice of God, "I will be with you." Amen.